Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, we're a full month into 2023. Oh, God. That's how confusing it is. I'm forgetting the year it is. 2023 it is, right? School year. And at this stage, our lovely darling should be used to being back at creche or primary school or secondary school. But what if you're still facing into a little bit of a slight struggle each morning? We all have been there. We all have these moments, even if you're really organised. Well, Alwyn Moran is the founder of Cogni Kids, has a master's in education and works as a neurological development therapist. It's a big title. She joins me now to share some really practical steps we as parents can take to help our kids settle into the new year and really make our own lives easier. Isn't that right, Alwyn?
It is indeed, yeah.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks very much. Yeah, delighted to be back on.
We're going to stick to the subject today because last time...
I'm just bracing myself here for whatever.
We're not going to talk about screen time today, Alwyn. We'll just do that down the road. We've talked enough
about
that.
Don't worry, I'll weave it in somehow.
I know you will. But the daily routine can be a bit of a struggle. And I've heard from parents and friends of mine whose kids are saying that they don't like school. It's very different from creche. It's very different from what they're used to. So how can we emotionally prepare kids for going to school or being back at school?
I know. And it is. It's such a huge move for them, even if they're going back, you know, say from junior infants to senior infants. That can be because they've had the summer off and they've had time then with mommy and daddy and siblings and extended family and friends, and it's been all fun and games and excitement. And so it can be really difficult to get back in to kind of the routine of things, because it is a routine, you know, going to school in itself is a routine. And then not to mention the transitions in from creche or Montessori into junior infants is a huge milestone. And it really is. Like, I view it as another developmental milestone in the life of your child because it is so significant for them. And we as parents can often forget that it is, the child's milestone, because it's such an emotional time for us as parents too, you know, waving our little junior infant off to school. So there's lots of little things that you can do to make it so much easier. So, you know, you can like prep the uniforms the night before. You can even get them to help you prep the uniforms the night before. Because number one, it's important that they start to take ownership and responsibility for, you know, themselves. And yes, I know they're maybe 4 or 5 years of age, but still scientifically proven a million times over that kids who have age-appropriate chores do so much better and are much more resilient. And they tend to kind of fight against other, I suppose, dominances that we might have to impose on our children, because they feel that they have a certain amount of autonomy in their lives themselves. So it's something that's really, really important, and it helps develop a huge amount of resilience. but if it's an emotional separation, and there's a huge amount of studies done actually, and one recently, which I can't remember where it came from now, but I read it during the summer, was talking about, they were looking at the cognitive readiness of children starting school versus the emotional readiness of children starting school. And it turns out that 65% of kids, which isn't too bad, are cognitively ready for school. 40% were emotionally ready for school. And that's something that, you know, needs to be understood, because actually cognitive side will catch up when they start in school, but the emotional side, because our world is emotional, and it's a huge emotional time starting school, new friends, new kind of teachers, new school, everything is so new for them. It's really important to develop that emotional readiness. So talking about emotions, and even if they've started now and you're thinking, oh gosh, you know, they're not emotionally ready, that's okay. Start to really talk about emotions and focus on those emotions and naming them as well, and helping your little one take ownership of, you know, how are you feeling now? Are you feeling cross, angry, sad, happy, you know, and so on. And one thing I always remind parents is that if their little one, they feel their little one is, you know, they're talking about the butterflies in their tummy or, you know, whatever kind of things that you might think, oh God, they're really anxious about going to school and they're nervous. And that's fine. That's absolutely perfectly healthy. But also for them to understand that nervous and excited are two emotions on the same continuum. So they're just opposite ends of the same continuum. So they're actually kind of similar emotions mm-hmm. with similar like physical responses.
So the way to deal, sorry to butt in, but so the way to deal with, because you said only 40% are emotionally ready. So the way to deal with kids who maybe are not emotionally ready, and you might recognize that because they might be a bit angry or having tantrums or God forbid, you know, they're gone back to wet in the bed or whatever it is. You can work on that. Is that what you're saying? By talking about feelings and labeling them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 100%. Just because, so emotional awareness and emotional intelligence is something that we really have to start working on with our children from early on, you know, because they don't have the words. So, you know, think about an 18 or a 2 month old or sorry, a 2 year old, a little one. And, you know, we'd always say, oh my God, the terrible twos and the tantrums and things like that. But those tantrums are actually just a way of communicating. So rather than seeing them as a tantrum, we help our little ones at that point put a word on it and, you know, explain it to them and try to suss it out with them. So, you know, kind of go like, what, you know, are you overwhelmed? You know, well, I suppose overwhelmed would be too much of a word to, you know, are the lights too bright here? So in a shopping center, because we've all experienced that at some point, is the music too loud? You know, so you just kind of ask them little questions that help them tune into themselves. So they need that kind of, it's called interception, so they understand what's happening within their body, and kind of that's where we start to build our emotional intelligence from. But you know, even if you feel okay now my child is 4 or 5 and they're in school and they've started this, well, you know, there's other ways then that you can help reduce the kind of overwhelm in terms of starting school. So you would need to be very positive about school and the school experience. You know, keep really good communication with the teacher, which is absolutely critical. And, you know, it's kind of, I always say, it's how you market it to them, you know, because if you're kind of going, I know it's, you know, this and I know it's that and whatever, but actually instead kind of go, you know what, it's going to be like super exciting. You're going to meet some new people. You're going to learn some new things. You're going to have so much fun. You're going to pick some art. And, you know, so you're talking really positively about what the next stage is. And something that I find, if a little one has big separation anxiety, it might be the first time that they've actually, you know, they might not have done Montessori and now they're just going straight into school and they find it hard being away from parents, which is absolutely understandable. But this little thing is called a love button. So if you take the palm of your little one's hand and you get a little red pen and you draw a little heart on the palm of their hand, and then you draw a heart on the palm of your hand, and you tell them that this is the love button. So anytime that you're feeling a little bit wobbly in school and you would love a hug from mommy, press this love button, and then my love button will go and I'll give you a big hug. I'll send you a big hug, you know, so it's still keeping that thread of connectedness. And that's all they want, is that thread of connection.
Sure.
They also want to know that you're definitely going to be there, or who's going to be there to collect them.
Yeah, so don't be late.
Don't be late, no. And then, you know, your morning routine is the most important.
Yeah, let's talk like about morning routine, because it is important, right? And sleep routine. But let's talk about the morning routine. I found, because my house was chaos for a while, I found that just getting up a little earlier really stopped the level of noise and shouting going on in my house, because we were more relaxed and organized, and it probably makes a big difference to their day, I would suspect.
It makes a massive difference to their nervous system, believe it or not, because if they're leaving a house And, you know, there's been kind of a lot of like, go, 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 quick, 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 move, 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 you know, this and eat your breakfast and get your this and get your that. And it's like a constant, their nervous system is absolutely on high alert. So they're wound up. So you're sending them out to school wound up. And that's not the best way for them to learn. Their brain doesn't actually learn when they're completely like overwhelmed like that. So the best thing to do is to create as calm as possible and look at, again, I'm a parent myself, so I can't say that every single morning there's calm in this house either. But if you are 90% of the time coming from a calm home, then any of the mornings that there is, you know, maybe an alarm didn't go off and there is a panic, they're so much more resilient and able to deal with that actually, because it's not the norm. And you know, their systems are like, yeah, they'll go in a little bit hyped up, but actually they'll be able to calm themselves back down again. So having that, you know, kind of like you said, just get up that little bit earlier and get them up that little bit earlier, and having the uniform ready or the clothes that they're going to wear ready the night before, that like it just takes so much hassle away, even down to the socks or the tights and the shoes and, you know, the gear bag and things like that. That's just brilliant. If you make the lunch even the night before, that takes out that for you as a parent as well. Yeah. And don't forget, like, if you're hyped up in the morning, you yourself are going to be hyped up for the rest of the day as well. And then if you can spend 10 or 15 minutes just calmly having breakfast, and breakfast is one of the most important touch points in the day for your little ones. So there should be, you should have really three kind of positive touch points throughout the day with your little ones. And breakfast time, if at all possible, you know, obviously if you've got, you know, kind of other, you have work commitments or you're on shift or whatever like that, you adapt it. So if you can't be there for breakfast, you'd be there for dinner or an after school or, you know, something like that. But there's definitely touch points in the day. Breakfast is one of them, where you're kind of going, and what are you looking forward to today in school? And, you know, this kind of thing. And it's just calm. You're having a good breakfast. So not a high sugar breakfast, because that'll just boost their sugar. Then their insulin goes into overdrive, and then they have a drop then at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So if you can give them a breakfast with protein in it and some carbohydrates. Yeah. So I always say, scramble that egg, just, you know, and it doesn't have to be fancy. You can literally just, what I do here on a quick morning, crack two eggs onto the pan, straight onto the pan, and just scramble them on the pan.
Yeah.
You know, and it's actually quicker, I think, than opening the box of cereal, getting down a bowl, you know, finding the milk, sorting it all out, yada, yada, yada.
And cereal, porridge, you can, you know, you can do the porridge night before. It's an easy one. Weetabix absolutely is not that bad. Lau came home with sugary cereal for the kids the other day. I nearly divorced them. I was so angry because they knew it was there. They knew it was there. But yeah, it does make a huge difference.
Like a weekend one.
Yeah, even still. But yeah, you're so right. And now I'm at the stage where I'm getting them to be more responsible for, I find if they tend to help out with their lunches, they tend to eat it more as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to the autonomy. You know, as parents, we don't really want to control our children. That's not what we should be doing, because I think once you introduce control into a relationship, that relationship is under pressure. Mm-hmm. It's more nurturing, facilitating. And, you know, we don't need to mold our children into mini versions of us. We need to mold them into who they're going to be. And it's really important to give them autonomy and that responsibility. So age appropriate all the way. You know, even after breakfast, pop your dish into the dishwasher. Job done, but it's still a little bit of responsibility. And once kids have that, it's the unbelievable knock-on effect in their self-esteem and their self-confidence and their resilience is just phenomenal. And like I said, then when it comes to times where you can't just negotiate, like it's a hard no, we need to do this, they do tend to fight against that less, because they have a say in other areas and they understand that calm kind of consistency. So makes sense. Super important.
It makes sense. Oh, and thank you so much for coming on. And we both stuck to the subject we were meant to be speaking about today. And speaking about the importance of routine and getting your kids back to school in a safe and relaxed and way that they're going to enjoy and you're going to enjoy. It's going to make your life easier as well. There we go. Alwyn is the founder of Cogni Kids and a neurological development therapist. She is amazing and she's just sharing with us some tips in case your little one is still struggling. Are they still struggling? Are you having any particular problems? I would love to hear from you. If you want to get in touch, you can do on 51552.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.